Joe and Alex show. We are 30 minutes away from Freak Show Friday. I call it, hey, my family does that Friday because, well, my family's a bunch of freaks. So don't go anywhere for that. 7:30, 6:30 Central here on the Joe and Alex show. Then about, I don't know, an hour from now, around 8, 7 Central, I was just doing my usual thing. We probably all do it. You go get gas, saw a person, you know, looking for some money. I offered them some money to do this, which I thought was a reasonable thing to do, and apparently I was a jerk. They called me something worse than that. I can't say it on the radio, but I want to know, like, am I a bad guy for what I did? Was it rude of me to even ask this person to do this? I didn't think it was, but got yelled at for it. It's all coming up here on the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. A new study finds that it's better to be born rich than to be born smart. And I want to know, as I kind of go deeper into this, what do you think about this? Do you agree with what they're saying in this research, or do you think it's totally off? 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539. A new national study released by Georgetown University on Wednesday suggests that a child's success in life is shaped less by their talents, like how smart they are, and more by their social standing in life and the circumstances that they have from birth in their early childhood. Researchers found that 7 out of 10 wealthy kindergarten students with low test scores were affluent or doing well by the age of 25, compared to only 3 out of 10 high-scoring kindergarten students from poor families who were affluent by early adulthood. The director of this, Georgetown Center's on Education and Workforce, he produced the results and study said, if you're born well off and you don't show talent, you have a better chance of ending up in a good spot in life than if you're low income and you're a talented student. So I propose the question to you, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Do you agree? I mean, that's what their study says. They're saying, look, if you're born with some money or you got it, you'll be okay. More often than not, you'll be okay compared to somebody that's like smart as hell, but they're born into a bad spot, a bad circumstance. What do you guys think?
Absolutely, I agree with the study. It's time and time again we see that kind of stuff. People can get ahead in life. They can cut corners. They can get out of legal situations if they're in trouble for something, if they have the money and the resources to pay for people or pay for things. It always has been this way. It shouldn't be surprising.
I kind of actually agree with you right there. I think, listen, like, money can only get you so far, but as we see time and time again, I feel like every garbage story the past month or two has been about how a rich person has done something so stupid, but oh, wait, they've got money? Except for maybe Lori Loughlin. I don't think she's going to be getting away with anything soon. I think she'll be facing some jail time for that whole college admission scandal. But for the most part, it's like, oh, well, slap on the wrist. Don't do that again.
Right. Yeah, I feel like this is something that has been going on, and it's really about who you know and how much money you have. That's really the key right there to getting ahead in life. I mean, everybody has the opportunity, don't get me wrong. You always have the opportunity to make a better life for yourself, but
yeah,
it's an easier road if you do have money and stuff.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know, I almost feel, I agree with one thing you said, Alex, off the jump. It's who you know. Because, like, I grew up, like, middle class, and that's because my mom worked all the time. I never saw my mom. That we would have been, like, middle lower, you know? But so we did okay. We never went without. But I think a lot of, like, for me in life going things, for example, I got out of a lot of tickets, and for example, as an adult for speeding and just doing dumb stuff. I got that because of who I knew. It was my family that were cops. But I think you bring up a great point, whether you're rich or poor, and maybe if you're richer, you're afforded more opportunity to know more people. But it is who you know. It's those connections that you make,
yep,
that I think really can get you out of things. I don't have the kind of connections where if I do a crime today or I get pulled over for drinking and driving, I'm out of here. like I don't have that kind of a connection. Hey, let's go to the phones. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you can't get through on the phone, you can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Corin, what's up? What'd you want to say?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the fact that I personally am not the best student, not like really bad, but I know more people in my family is upper middle class. So I feel like since I'm in that same position, I totally understand where you're coming from and that question you're proposing.
So you think it's more about like who you know, and, you know, not necessarily like how smart you are.
It's definitely more who you know, and it's more networking than it is you need to know the straight facts, because we're in this day and age where it's all on your phone and something you can look up.
Well, unfortunately for Joe, he's neither rich or smart. So, aww, where do we go from here? I'm